Time now for the business update with Giles Beckford. Kia ora, Giles.
Good morning to you, Corin.
Markets, how are they going?
A little unhappy on Wall Street. Past half hour, losses that have steepened. Sentiment's been weighed down by a resurgence of COVID-19 around the world. Some mixed earnings reports and also economic numbers, although the number of jobless claims in the US has fallen, which is a positive sign. But the Dow Jones, the S&P and the NASDAQ all down around 1%. Our own top 50 index finally broke its losing streak, gained 42 points yesterday, about a third of a percent. And the New Zealand dollar, just a hint softer at 71.6 US cents and 92.8 Australian.
Now, more scrutiny and supervision for the banking industry.
Part of the government package that came out yesterday, in addition to the deposit guarantee scheme, was beefed up regulation of banking governance. Boards running banks will have to meet new standards, and the Reserve Bank will have new rules to apply and the muscle to enforce them. Finance Minister Grant Robertson says the system will require directors to meet certain standards and ensure they're operating in the best interests of their New Zealand business.
We need to be confident that the governors of banks know about the kind of responsibilities we see them taking on and the significance of those. And so we are moving forward on that, and we're clarifying all of those responsibilities and the standards that we expect from banks.
And we'll have more on those bank rule changes a little later in the program.
Now, the Electricity Authority, it is planning to raise the penalties for power companies that breach market rules.
You know, two big companies, Contact and Meridian, have just been cleared of breaking the industry code of conduct. This follows the spilling of excess water in 2019, which caused a spike in wholesale power prices at an estimated cost of $70 to $80 million. But the companies have avoided being found in breach of the rules, basically through a technicality, after they showed that their conduct was consistent with their behaviour in the past. It's what's called as a safe harbour provision. But the authority is simplifying the rules now to ensure that provisions aren't used to hide market manipulation. Chief Executive James Stevenson-Wallace says it's looking to increase the penalties it can dish out to deter such behaviour.
At the moment, the maximum penalty, if a case was to go through to a rulings panel, is $200,000. So when you think about one of the most capital-intensive industries in New Zealand, the $200,000 penalty mark doesn't feel appropriate. And so we've been working with the Ministry for Business, Innovation and Employment to review that penalties framework to introduce higher penalties.
We'll have more on that topic in our main bulletin around 10 to 7, when we'll also update the market numbers.
Thank you very much, Giles Beckford, there with your kaipakahi or business news.